Mike and Chantel Sackett imagine a rustic three-bedroom A-frame with views of Priest Lake and the rugged landscape that surrounds it. But the EPA told them in 2007 that because their plot is designated as a wetland, they could face steep fines for building. The couple hired engineers who dispute that finding, but they never had the chance to argue that point. In an interview last fall, Chantel Sackett said the case comes down to this exchange with an EPA manager.
I said, "So why would I stop building my house?" She said, "Because we told you to."
Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has issued a unanimous decision saying there's nothing in the Clean Water Act that keeps the Sacketts from going to court against the EPA. Mike Sackett says he jumped for joy when he heard the news.
It definitely is a victory for Chantel and I, but bigger than that, it's a victory for everyone that owns property in this country.
Major business groups, home builders, and corporations joined the Sacketts in urging the court to make it easier to contest EPA compliance orders. But the agency and environmental groups argued a ruling in the Sacketts' favor could gum up enforcement of clean water laws. George Washington University environmental law professor Robert Glicksman says the decision may push the EPA away from administrative orders and into other actions, such as warning letters.
Bottom line, under this statute, there's going to be a slowing down of the enforcement process, and therefore perhaps hold less of a threat over the heads of those alleged to be violating the statute.
The Supreme Court's decision was unanimous, but Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg issued a separate opinion, pointing out that the court did not decide larger issues. Glicksman says the justices did not say the EPA violated the Sacketts' constitutional right to due process.
The decision was decided on narrower grounds than it might have been.
As for the Sacketts, their half-acre lot is still covered in gravel, as it has been for 5 years. They'd like to negotiate a compromise with the EPA so they can build. Otherwise, they could have a new lawsuit over the question of whether their property is in a wetland. I'm Colin Fogarty reporting.